from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. New census data shows that Atlanta is seeing faster growth than almost every other U.S. city. According to WSB, data released this morning shows that Atlanta has grown more than places like Miami and Seattle and L.A. since 2000. The city's population is now just short of 6 million people, which makes it the ninth largest metro area in the country. Atlanta is also the fourth fastest growing city from 2017 to 2018, adding 75,000 more people. Democratic presidential candidate Senator Cory Booker is throwing shade at Georgia's heartbeat legislation, still awaiting a signature from Governor Kemp. As GPB's Robert Jemison reports, Booker was stumping in Atlanta yesterday.
Voting rights and reproductive rights. The New Jersey Democrat connected the two when he spoke to student supporters in downtown Atlanta. He said that, quote, undemocratic elections can lead to controversial laws. He used Georgia's recently passed heartbeat bill as an example. The bill makes most abortions illegal once a heartbeat has been detected, typically around 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
You see people getting elected who do not represent the people. And one of the evidences of this is in this state, is these laws that are being pushed now to the governor's desk, like H-481.
Booker continued his stump speech, tackling issues of education, gun control, and answering questions from students in the audience. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
Governor Brian Kemp has signed legislation that now gives Georgians more access to medical marijuana. GPB's Ross Terrell reports on House Bill 324.
Low THC oil for medicinal purposes has been legal here since 2015, but there hasn't been a way to get it until now. The new law allows for the in-state cultivation and selling of the drug.
It will be like anybody else going to the drugstore and being able to purchase the medicine for their children.
That's Jim Wages from Dallas, Georgia. He says his daughter has a medically resistant form of epilepsy that used to cause 2 to 5 seizures a week. Since using cannabis, she's down to 1.
Her cognition and spatial awareness is off the chain. She actually knows everything going on around her now. Before she was so lethargic, she didn't even know she existed.
Right now, around 8,400 people in Georgia are on the state's registry to use medical marijuana. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.